SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump held a rally in New Jersey over the weekend, speaking to one of the largest crowds of any candidate in recent years. He taunted the media cameras for refusing to turn the cameras around and show the real size of the crowd.
They never do it. They never do it.
So the supporters took up the chant, turn around, the cameras never did. The presumptive Republican nominee did say he's being forced to endure a lot of heartache and hassles in New York, compliments of the other political party.
As you know, I've come here from New York, where I'm being forced to endure a Biden show trial, all done by Biden.
The 2024 contest features sharply opposing views when it comes to taxation.
Many of the income tax cuts signed into law by Donald Trump in 2017 are set to expire after next year. If all the tax cuts expire, the vast majority of U.S. households would see their payments to the IRS increase. But if all the tax cuts are extended, another $4.5 trillion would be added to the national debt over the next decade. President Biden wants to extend the middle-class tax cuts while raising taxes on the wealthy. But Trump argues that tax increases would destroy the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Tom Cotton is criticizing President Biden for his threat to withhold arms shipments to Israel if it invades Rafah.
Joe Biden, from the very beginning of this war, has put more pressure on Israel than he has put on Hamas or some of Hamas's patrons in the region. And that's almost entirely because of the left wing and indeed the increasingly anti-Semitic wing of his party.
That is Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas. He was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. World markets were mixed after Wall Street closed another winning week on Friday. This is SRN News. Black Protestants are said to be turning away from the Democratic Party. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to data analyzed by Eastern Illinois University professor Ryan Burge, 60% of African-American Protestants strongly support the party in 2008. Today, only 49% do. Burge says Democrats are losing black Protestants in part because the party has embraced the LGBT agenda and other causes that run contrary to black voters' religious beliefs. While some black Protestants are becoming Republicans, others are going independent. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Colorado is the latest state seeking to make itself an abortion destination. One Colorado abortion fund says it has helped hundreds of women terminate their pregnancies so far this year, many of them arriving from Texas, one state where pro-life laws are strong. The Cobalt Abortion Fund says it spent $6,000 to obtain abortions for 34 women just 2 years ago. This is SRN News. It's a fascinating frontier in medicine research, but it suffered a major setback. As Julie Walker reports, the first person to receive a genetically modified pig kidney transplant has lost his battle.
Nearly 2 months after becoming the first person to undergo a genetically modified pig kidney transplant, Rick Slayman has died. Doctors at Massachusetts General Hospital did the procedure in March. The hospital's transplant team says it's deeply saddened, and there is no indication the 62-year-old died as a result of the transplant. Slayman's family thanked them, saying their efforts gave them 7 more weeks with him. Previously, pig kidneys had been temporarily transplanted into brain-dead donors. 2 men received heart transplants from pigs, although both died within months. I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.